Okay. So you guys are IMY3. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah. So I'm Finn.
I'm Emily.
Okay, cool. And you guys released your album Valentine's Day this year, right?
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Okay. And how are you feeling about that?
Stoked.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we recorded it all ourselves, and we knew we were going to do this like long tour, so we were kind of a little bit like a fire under our ass a little bit.
Yeah.
We wanted to put it out even sooner, and then putting out
the mixing took a while and everything.
Yeah, ended up putting out just the singles. Had like New Year's, and then
And how do you guys feel about it now?
Good.
Like it,
very proud.
Yeah, very proud. We've been talking a lot on this tour about like building out like our set and like our newer songs and stuff. I think we want to have like a real drummer. Or not that you weren't a real drummer on those things, but you know, it wasn't like, we did the drums last. That was like the last thing we put on all the tracks. So like, it would be cool to, like we want to like fill it out a little bit more. We have ideas.
Okay.
Yeah, because we did everything ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we didn't mix and master it, but we recorded and played every instrument ourselves, including the ones that we don't really know how to play,
like
violin and drums. So.
Yeah. We're like, maybe, and we wanted the first one to be just us.
Yeah.
We didn't want it. Like, we had friends who, like, are good at violin or, like, I don't know, like, people who could actually play more stuff, but we, like, wanted it to be just our thing.
Yeah.
Like, just us.
Because we were both in projects with, like, four other people before, so we kind of, like, wanted to just, like, strip it way back.
Yeah.
I also imagine for like a huge tour like this, having just two of you also makes that a lot easier to coordinate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's way better.
Yeah.
I've been on tours with like five other people or more. I did a tour a couple years ago with two bands, so it was like seven or eight total, and it was a lot. It's like, you know, four times more bathroom breaks and drama and everything.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's been awesome.
It's a lot easier.
Nice.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the album itself, like, was it mostly composed of stuff that you guys had been playing together for a long time, or was some of it written, I guess, deliberately for the purpose of an album? Or how did you frame it? Because, again, you guys are a two-piece. You don't, at present, have, like, a drummer that isn't you guys.
Yeah.
Or a violinist, etc. So how did it feel actually moving on to, like, a recorded format?
It was good. We kind of just lucked out. I mean, we met 1 year ago today.
Okay.
Today was our anniversary.
Congratulations.
But, I don't know. We kind of met, and then we each, like, listened to each other's band music separately, and then we got together one day and, like, played each other our, like, guitar songs that were, like, more, like, picky and stuff that we, like, weren't playing with our bands, and it was so compatible already. And then we, like, tried playing it together a couple times, and then it just, like, everything just kind of clicked really well. And so we were just kind of super lucky. And then, how was it? Oh, yeah, but most of the songs we already have written on our own. Or wrote on our own. Like, I definitely write better on my own. And then there was, like, a couple songs we, like, collaborated during. Or, like, I would be like, oh, like, I have this, like, guitar part, but I don't really want to sing any more melody, like, you should make up a part for this, and then we'd, like, kind of fill in the blanks. Like, we'd have, like, the finger-picking parts down, and then, like, we'd make, like, a bass part or a lead part to go with it.
Yeah, and I think most of the songs existed, like, for a while before the album, like, at least a year separately, but, like, in the form that they got recorded, it was pretty recent, because we, like, started recording, like, in the summer or something, like, pretty quickly.
Okay.
And because we knew we wanted to try and play this whole big tour, and so we wanted to have music online, and so we were kind of like grinding. So it was like weird. So they were like old and new at the same time.
Yeah.
And like separate, but also.
Yeah.
Like, the final form was like together.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool. So it sounds like it was kind of like two halves coming together for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and songs just like laying around. Yeah, that didn't really fit with our other bands that we were playing. Like more like tender songs.
Yeah.
Because we were like big fuller bands.
Yeah.
And now I can definitely see why you guys would be, like, curious about adding members to the band, but also, like, hesitant. And, like, the idea of recording, like, first album just the two of you is a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
But I did really like the parts in the album where you did incorporate, like, you know, percussion, violin, and the sort of moments and the builds up there.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts now when it comes to, now that you've released something that first album sort of out of the way, like, what are your thoughts going forward in terms of adding new members and what you want the band to sound like?
It would be cool. Yeah, we've been talking about drummer, but like a really tasteful, stripped back drummer. And then
no shade to any other drummers.
and then yeah, maybe like some kind of strings player or something. But we probably still want to tour. Just
sorry, I think I should go ask if I can close the door to that.
Oh, for no worries, sure, no worries. Sure.
Okay, so you're saying tasteful stripped back drummer that suits what the album sounds like.
Yeah,
obviously.
And then yeah, maybe some kind of like higher, like kind of more melodic, like lead instrument, like could be, I don't know, maybe like a keys or like synth vibe, or maybe, cause like, I don't know, like Cajo on synth or something, and then like, maybe like violin or some kind of string thing.
Yeah, I feel like we don't know,
yeah,
I guess is
know.
What we're saying
we
too. Cause
like,
definitely it would be cool to have a more built out live band, but we're also like kind of hesitant of like bringing more people into the recording process.
Yeah.
Because it was so fun to have it just be the two of us, but also it'd be cool to get some like, yeah, like specialists
in,
because there's like a, you know, certain like skill ceiling for, yeah, like the strings and the progression stuff. And then we are feeling like on tour, like when we first, or at least like I guess how I felt when we first started playing the set live, like just two people was like awesome, because we can be so quiet and we're just so in control, it's just two people. But then like, especially like now we're like halfway through tour, so we played like 17 or 18 shows. 19 shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, it feels great to get so quiet, but it'd be so sick if the loud parts were even louder,
yeah.
You know? And that's how I always feel in music. I just always want it to be more dynamic in any band I'm in, but
yeah,
especially this one. So, like, I think it would be cool to have some type of drums, or maybe, yeah, someone who's doing percussion also something else. I don't know. So we're thinking about it. We're also in the process of relocating, so it also, like,
okay, cool,
depends on how that all works,
yeah,
out, too.
And we want to just find people who, like, we really like music with, and yeah, like their tastes and everything.
Cool. Yeah, I feel like the drumming that I heard on the album is not the sort of thing that you can just slap a drum machine behind you guys and, you know, pulls it all off. Like,
yeah,
the way that
yeah, it's more like swells and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it does, like, I would want it to be like still like not percussion all the time, or like that type of percussion. So it could be a type of thing where maybe someone, like, because we do it, we have like a sampler live.
Okay.
It just does like field recordings and stuff, but like it is a little bit harder, I think, than it used to be, the way we have the set now, for us to manage it too. So it would be cool, maybe like drummer could have like a couple of toys.
Yeah.
So to do something when they're not just drumming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. And how did you guys feel going back to the album, it being kind of two halves that came together? How much did they change when you guys started collaborating on it?
Some of them changed a lot, some of them not so much. I remember Sober, like, we tried, like, right when we first started playing music together to record it, and it, like, was a little clunky, like, it didn't quite work, and you had said you had tried to record it a couple times, and for some reason it just never worked, and then, like, finally, like, when we were recording for the album, it kind of just, like, something clicked.
I think
so.
The bowing, there's some violin on the album, but it's mostly bowed guitar.
Okay.
So I think like the bowed guitar and the little bit of percussion, and honestly like the dual vocals.
Yes.
Really like brought it together, where like I tried to record that by myself before, and I was just like, yeah, it just never made any sense, which is partially why like I just still had it. And I was like, I really like the song, but like what do I do with it? And so that's why I was like there ready.
Yeah.
When we met.
Yeah.
But then some of them changed more than that, like, cause but.
But
it just depends.
Moose Knee got built out a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some that were the same, though, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any that were written by the two of you together, like, that you didn't have before the two of you met?
Just, I guess, like, the intro and You Up are the ones that just came together when we were both together.
Yeah, but we recorded all of them together. Like, did everything except for the last track on the album. I recorded that all myself, and then we added Emily's vocals at the end.
Yeah.
We made all the choices for recording together.
Okay.
So I do feel like that affected them a lot, even if the, like, skeleton of the song was, like, already existed before we met. It's, like, the way it was recorded, like, I think affects it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And affects the way we play it live, too. Because we're kind of imitating that, and we did all that together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
yeah. And how did you feel? Because, I mean, it's a pretty personal album, I guess, or it feels that way. Like, it's a very, so it's definitely really interesting to hear that came from two separate sources. And what was that interaction like? Were there any lyrics that you guys wrote together, or
just You Up, I think.
Yeah, You Up was the one we wrote together, and we were kind of like giggling when we wrote that, and then we like played it again and listened back to ourselves, and we're like, wait, this is such a sad song.
Yeah, yeah, we played it.
We just think of sad lyrics, I guess.
Yeah, we played it in Wisconsin for my friend. He was like, I really like that one. And we're like, oh, why? He's like, this is so sad. And we're like, oh, that's the funny one. Like, oh, yeah. Shit.
We're like, dang it.
It's good, though. It's nice. It balances out the cutesy couple vibes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I think it's, like, it's obviously still, like, cute that we're a couple, but it's, like, I think it's nice that the songs are a little bit more of a down. Like, it feels like it's, like, it balances out a little bit, especially live, because otherwise it would just be silly.
Yeah, if you're not a twee band.
Yeah. Okay, that's good to hear. I wasn't, we're not sure about that. We're like, are we twee?
Yeah, I don't know, like, what to tell people when they ask what we are. I'm just, like, sad, sad, tender guitar music, I guess.
Yeah. And is that something that you guys plan on, because, again, like, talking about bringing on new members and now actually writing songs together rather than two halves, what do you think would look different? Or, well, what is different with the new material that you guys have, and what do you imagine might be different in the future?
I mean, I guess most of the new ones we still have written, like, at least, like, the foundation of it separately, and then we'll bring it to each other and, like, kind of fill it out, or, like, maybe, like, add on a different part or something, or we'll help each other with, like, the lyrics
with the
and
lyric,
stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I think we, or at least I'm hoping to, build out a little bit some of the builds live, but also I think we want to incorporate, like, the field recordings and some of the more experimental stuff a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, hard to do with just two people. That's the other thing. If we had other people to, like, hold it down, we could sit there and do more.
Yeah.
More with the field recordings live and more. Also in the recordings, too, because I'm really proud of the album, but we also did turn it out, like, because we wanted to get out for the tour. We wanted to do the tour because we knew we were moving, and it was, like, the only time we're going to have fucking this much time in between work at the same time, probably.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, we do it on purpose again. So it'd be cool to do more experimental stuff, and also I think have it be a little bit bigger sounding. Because it's like I want to keep the tender parts just as tender, but it's, like, fun to make bigger parts bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I said before. But
I think
then the only other thing that's different for the stuff that we don't really play live yet is, like, there's more two guitars. I think we're kind of, or at least in my head, I feel like we're moving towards, like, because now we switch between, like, sometimes one of us plays bass and the other one plays guitar. Or sometimes we have two guitars, but I feel like we're probably moving towards a situation where we're both just playing two guitars most of the time. And then maybe we, like I said, bass and drums, maybe as, like, part of the live band.
Okay.
Then we kind of stick on guitars.
Yeah.
And do more, have more lead stuff for each other's songs.
And what sort of, again, this is, like, to both of you separately, I guess, like, the influences you guys had going into the stuff that you'd written that ended up on the album. If there was anything in particular.
Like the musical influences?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we, like, met at a Wednesday show.
Yeah.
We both really like
Wednesday.
We listen to Wednesday a lot still. I don't know. What are your influences?
I don't know. My other band is, like, a very, like, I guess I feel like it's a very, like, traditional slowcore band. There's, like, some screaming, which is, I guess, a little bit different, but the guitar parts are very, like, it's very slowcore. So I like bands like that. I just like bands that have a lot of dynamics, like I talked about. Like, when I lived in L.A., where I was living before, because, we met in the Bay, we're in the process of moving from the Bay, like, I really, like, appreciate the band Sprain a lot. It's, like, this doesn't sound like Sprain, but, like, I try to think of bands that I've seen that are the most dynamic, and that's what I'm most inspired by. And then also a lot of, like, honestly, like, some of our other friends that make more, like, electronic music, like my friend Alex makes music under the name Confidence and Card, and he's also really dynamic and really, like, expressive. So those are, like, the things that are the most influential to me, even if it's not the same genre. And then genre-wise, I listen to a lot of Wednesday, and, like, it's, like, yeah, I like a lot of slowcore, I think, and stuff like that. I just wanted to make you feel something. That's, like, how I feel about songs. I could be like, any genre is cool if the song can make you feel something. That doesn't have to be sad.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like sometimes that sounds like it has to be angry or sad. It could be happy or, like, or like, make you feel like a badass or something.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not, like, as into music that's more, like, passive or more, like, oh, that's a really cool part or that's a really cool guitar tone. I'm, like, more, like, I want it to be, like, more, like, make me feel something, or, like, you really feel like it's super, like, expressive.
Yeah, you mentioning dynamism to the music, like you need to have these sorts of changes to make someone feel something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say your approach to that is in the songs that you make?
Like playing less.
Okay.
Like mostly just, not playing for a lot of it.
Definitely. Especially with the bass, because it's just the two of us, so we're like really intentional about when the bass comes in. And it's been really interesting on tour because people really respond to it way more than I thought. Because I thought it would be more subconscious. Like people are like, oh, that's cool. But people are like, wow, when the bass came in, because they had to wait like half the fucking song. They're like, it's amazing. And I'm like really surprised. I've been surprised that people actually even notice and how much people like it. Because that's what I like, but I didn't realize.
I was just telling Finn, someone in New York at our show came up to me after and was like, you are my favorite bass player to me. And they were like, yeah, it was amazing. Like, you were just so like tasteful, blah, blah, blah. And it's funny because like most of the songs I play like 3 notes maximum.
Totally.
And I only play for half of the song if I'm playing bass on it, you know? And it's just like, it's really fun. It's like the anti-bass.
I do think like, I definitely, because I started playing music in bigger bands and then my other band was like so small for so long, they got bigger again, like 5 members. I do feel like minimalism is like super cool and like really like, I'm always really depressed when bands are like that live.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, obviously. Or like we play with this band Crown.
Mm-hmm.
And their bassist is like super minimal too.
Yeah.
And really tasteful.
Yeah.
But like you could tell he could shred, but he's choosing not to.
Yeah.
And that's like such, like, it's like so, I'm like, yes.
Or like
so,
the flooding guy.
Yeah.
Best bass guy ever.
Yeah, literally. I feel like bass and drums especially, but also guitars. Like, I really like, minimalism and like being very intentional about that. Because that's when, like I want every note to feel like it's important.
And then we also both like play guitar really quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Like we try to get really quiet, which feels amazing. Because like, especially when you're doing it live, it's like, oh, you kind of like, have people's attention enough that you can get quiet and people will still be there with you. But then also, I don't know, just fun. Like, I was recording with my other band a while ago, and I guess, like, Finn was, like, in the room with the person recording it, and they were like, oh, like, she's, like, the quietest guitar player I've ever heard. And, like, I don't think he was saying, like, that nicely. I don't think it was a compliment. It might have just been, like, a random statement.
It was a very like, I'm recording this and this is more difficult for me now. But
yeah, maybe
it's
that, yeah.
The signal's weaker.
But I don't know, Finn was like, yes. Like, Finn loves that shit. And I don't know. I like being really quiet.
Well, because then
I like being loud sometimes.
You can always get louder.
Yeah.
It gives you room to be dynamic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why the one thing that's like tough about this set, because now we've played it whatever, almost fucking 20 times on the road now, it's like, it's really great in small rooms because we have all the control. But in big rooms, it can be like, it can be tough because that floor isn't as low and it's just so much more up to the sound person. And it's just like, that's the one thing that I was noticing. I was like, okay, if we did play more bigger shows consistently, like that's part of why you would want like a drummer and stuff too.
Because
like in a really small room or in a house or something, you can be like that small. But you can't be that small in a big venue where they're still going to be blasting your vocals really loud, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not
mm-hmm.
going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So then it's kind of like, I guess you do need to add more on, which
mm-hmm.
is I think why most bands are bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
And how did you guys try to address that when you played? Did you try changing the way you sent, or did you just accept that it was going to be not ideal?
I think we just send it. I don't know. A little bit of like subconscious stuff. Like, I mean, you can just be a little bit louder or, you must have had to send it. Because ultimately, like, when you're at a bigger venue, just, like, the sound person and the sound system is, like, going to play a bigger role because they're making everything. So you just have to, I think you just kind of have to accept that it's a little bit out of your hands. So that's at least my approach.
Okay.
That, like, you have, you know, just do your best.
And
just know it'll sound a little bit different, but, like, that's okay. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Okay. And what are the other bands that you guys play in presently?
My other band is called P-Goat.
P-Goat?
Yeah,
okay.
P-G-O-A-T.
Prettiest girl of all time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my other band is called, Shameful. And it's kind of like my band that I've done for a long time. It's kind of had a lot of different live members and stuff, but we've been putting out more stuff recently.
Okay, that's sick. I've seen like a recent split you did with Tress Blanks, like
CJLO,
like Drive Folder, and I've played it on the show. So.
Oh really?
Oh,
what the hell?
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that one I recorded all myself too.
Okay,
and
sick.
Those are all my songs. Like it's basically, it's pretty much my band.
It is your band.
Yeah.
Why didn't I figure this out before?
That's crazy. That's
Wait,
awesome.
That's so cool.
That's cool. Yeah, no, that was great. I mean, Ethan's a friend of mine. We play with Trust Blinks in Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
cool.
On this tour, like just a few weeks ago. That's awesome. And yeah, we're in the process of moving, so we'll see how that stuff goes. I also play noise music. I've been playing Taylor Swift number 2.
Okay, cool.
But not, I haven't been playing as much lately, but I'm looking to
yeah.
play more again. But that's fun.
Yeah.
I like that shit.
Nice. And have there been any bands either that you've played with already, tour previously, or that are coming up that you're really excited about? Or really good shows that have happened so
yeah,
far?
Definitely. All of the bands in Texas were awesome.
Yeah.
Prown that we already mentioned, so good. And they're like, they're pretty big. Yeah, Plume Girl was, I'm
amazing.
Cried. Yeah, it was like this like kind of experimental, like, you know, just like kind of pedally electronic set. And then she also like uses this really cool like harmonium.
Yeah, it's like
maybe?
A little keyboard thing, but you
yeah.
have to pump it like an accordion.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really similar to an accordion. And I think it's mostly used in like Indian music. And she uses a lot of like Indian scales and stuff too. It was like, it was like so good in a way that I knew was so much bigger than I could understand. Cause I'm like, I don't know music theory like that. I don't know what these scales are, but yeah, that was amazing. Who else were highlights?
That's amazing. I liked 20 Cats.
20
that
Cats.
Was in Knoxville.
In Knoxville,
they were great.
Awesome.
I played with my friend Tim Mensa. He plays under Regular Decision. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a couple of shows, played Charlie Paso. They're amazing.
Yeah, in Raleigh. Another couple of bands.
There's another couple of bands. There was a lot of really, really good bands we played with.
Yeah.
It's like, that was like, especially at the beginning, because we were like, oh my god, we're going to play all these shows. Like, are we going to start hating music? But it was the opposite. I was like, oh my god,
yeah.
we need to get back
so
in the studio.
Inspiring.
Like,
yeah.
holy shit, we need to step it up. Especially, yeah, especially in Texas, I was like really impressed
yeah,
by everybody.
And then I'm excited to play with Alex, Cambodian Sim Card.
Yeah, we're doing a run.
Yeah.
We're running with Alex. We're doing like 7 shows together. It's very
nice.
Different music.
Mm-hmm.
It's like more experimental. It's kind of like
yeah.
Tim Hecker-y.
Okay.
A little bit maybe harsher than Tim
and, like,
Hecker.
And like the screaming and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
he's kind
so
of in a transition.
He makes
phase.
Me cry.
Yeah, he's like
he
one of my favorite artists
sure.
of all time. So I love, and I've toured with his other band, With Me Not Shameful,
okay.
when he was in a noise duo. And I love, I also love Nick Spills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though our set isn't that experimental, especially right now, it's like it's nice to be in those spaces. I feel like it's better because sometimes we end up in shows where there's like it's more like a shoegaze bill, and it's like we make more sense of an experimental
yeah.
show
well,
than a
like,
shoegaze show. Because shoegaze is like
yeah.
kind of like I'm just trying to vibe and like
yeah,
yeah this is
yeah.
sick, and you know that's not really
yeah. I feel like experimental stuff like the way the audience is going to interact with it. Like a lot of times,
they're
it's like
sit
everyone's
down.
Sitting down,
yeah.
everyone's very quiet because there's like. More different things to make out, you know.
Yeah, it's more dynamic and stuff too.
Yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, that's. I feel like I'm forgetting. Like a really. Well, it was great to play with Toehead. It was great to play with Walker.
Yeah.
That's our buddy from the band that we did a run
yeah.
with, and.
What was the band?
Toehead.
Toehead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a.
T O W.
Yeah.
T-O-W.
Not like a toe enthusiast.
yeah, okay.
But I really now I feel weird because I feel like I'm forgetting a bestie or a.
Yeah.
Because the music was so good and then like.
I mean, we played with Trust Blinks. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Trust Blinks
was
great.
To see
great.
Again, yeah.
Yeah. I guess it was all great. I liked. I really liked Emily's stuff in Hattiesburg, but it's not
yeah.
a band. We played with. I don't remember her last name.
It was like David Hart or something.
Yeah, we played with somebody in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, who did spoken word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And their partner did like. Yeah, like sort of like ambient field recording stuff. And
yeah,
it was like just such a fucking good
yeah.
set. And that was
it
such
was
a good
beautiful.
Show. That was
yeah.
probably one of my favorite shows I ever played.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
what
was
that?
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
And I think that both of the people in the couple were from Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
And so she incorporated a lot of like Baton Rouge, like Southern
Creole.
French stuff.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
It was so
that
special.
Was awesome. And
that
then
was
honestly,
a really nice show.
Chapel Hill and Raleigh were both great too.
Yeah.
And Tucson was great.
Many good shows,
yeah.
yeah.
It sounds like it's been really fantastic.
It's
especially,
been,
like, rather than burning out, things just keep getting better. Like, that's
yeah.
pleasant.
We also
yeah.
took a little break.
Okay,
yeah.
Like,
fair.
Like not
a vacation.
Not a full break, but, yeah, we went to the beach for a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
We were in Philly chilling for a little while, and then we did, like, our, like, anniversary celebration in Vermont. So we did, like, a
okay, cool.
We were, like, a little bit recharged. We were
yeah.
a lot more exhausted,
yeah.
but it was very inspiring. Definitely not burnt on music at all. If
yeah.
anything, the opposite.
Yeah, no.
Cool.
Which is cool. Surprising.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who did you guys play with in Philly? Because we actually, like, there are a decent number of Philly bands that will actually come up here. So
oh,
it was
yeah.
like a good.
We played with Noli.
Okay.
Noli's in a band called Good Night Moon or something like that. I forgot.
Moon by Moon?
I don't remember. This is bad.
We can always figure it out.
Yeah. We play with Noli and someone
awesome.
Named Malk, who
yeah.
also has their own
Oh,
band.
We were going to play with Kaho.
But
we
were going to play with Kaho Matsui, who's like a friend of ours
yeah.
who makes experimental music, who's
yeah.
like a that's bestie.
Yeah, but she was sick.
But she was
day,
sick. So someone named Malk hopped in and was actually at their house. And
yeah.
they used to live here. They went to McGill.
Okay,
really.
Cool.
I don't remember their full band's name, but that was a really great
they're
show that was like
great.
The... You can tell Philly's... Like the guitar music capital, like all the guitar playing was very good and tasteful and like high level, even though it was just solo sets. I was like, like it was
no,
such
it was,
a great show.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
and it was so casual.
Cool. Yeah, it was casual, and everyone seemed like, and everyone there was like, oh, I'm in like a bunch of bands, and we all, I run my own venue. And you're like,
mm-hmm.
all of you? And they're like, yep. And
yeah, no,
I guess
awesome.
That's the way it is.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I've heard that about Philly, that it's got, I think. Trying to remember the name of the band. I've played them on the show. I should remember. So now you guys don't look so bad because I'm screwing up. But two members of the band, Bleary Eyed, they're more of like a shoegaze band, but they were talking about how like Philly has good DIY infrastructure.
Mm.
So they phrased it like that. It's like, okay, that's serious.
It's
no,
definitely
that's
true because there's a lot of like warehouses and stuff, and then there's a lot of basements. Like everybody has a basement.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I feel like that's like, especially coming from out west, like it's a huge difference. Like you're like, oh, even if you live in an apartment, you might have access to the basement, and it's like not going to piss off the neighbors if you throw a show.
Yeah.
And a lot of people seem to live pretty close. Like our show, they forgot the PA till last minute, and they're like, oh, I have to go to my friend's house, but don't worry, it's only a block away. And I was like, here we go. And then we just walked. One block, picked it up, and then walked back, and it was just like
was
a 2-minute walk. And like normally, especially in the West Coast, people say a block away, it's like a 5-minute drive, it's like a couple miles, you know what I mean? It's like the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it was just like, no, it's like actually right here.
Yeah.
It's just my buddy. I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah.
That was a great
that was
fun.
Cool, yeah.
And you guys are now relocating out of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
What was the scene like over there? Like the music scene in general, in terms of venues, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. It's like a lot of venues are kind of, I don't know. It is a place where you like have to be like at a venue, you know, because like there's just not that much extra space there that like people just have like personal control of, and then like, I don't know. It's just it's kind of funny sometimes.
Yeah, it's SF is really small.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not very many people live there, and then Oakland's really small, too, and they're also, like, more separate than I thought when I moved up, because I guess we have different perspectives. So Emily's, like, actually grew up, born and raised in SF,
okay,
and I moved there, I was there for, like, almost 2 years, but not, like, 2.5 years,
okay.
So I have, like, the outside perspective, Emily has, like, the local,
mm-hmm.
like, so it's got, like, opposite perspectives, but, I expected it to be more like, or everyone's always like, oh, it's like Oakland's like Brooklyn by the Bay or whatever, and it's very different because it's harder to get from Oakland to San Francisco, and they're both much smaller than New York and Manhattan, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I feel like in New York, it's like most young people doing music live in Brooklyn, but it's not really like that in Oakland. Like, a lot of bands live in SF, and a lot of bands live in Oakland. They're kind of two separate scenes. It's more like two cities near each other. And so that kind of, like, is good and bad. I feel like it's usually, like, most people won't go across the bay for a show, so they're like a little bit more insular scenes.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. There's like a lot of like screamo right now, and there's like a lot of like shoegaze music, and I don't even like, I'm trying to think of like what would you, and just like a lot of like, guitar music.
Okay.
There isn't as much like experimental music as
mm-hmm.
maybe I would like. It's kind of just like there's like deep wells. It's like if you're into the specific type of music, there's a good scene for it. It's like, yes,
mm-hmm.
awesome. If you're into some other stuff, it's like you do kind of feel like you're like popping on. Like my band, You Not Shameful, is like, we're just very like, we're not a shoegaze band, but
mm-hmm.
we're like always playing shoegaze shows, which is great. Like all those people were really nice, but it was like, we were obviously like, we didn't have anywhere else to plug in. So we were just like, I guess we're just with these folks,
mm-hmm.
which is cool. I'm glad they made space for us, but it felt like we were hopping on a little bit.
Yeah.
But really happy. I mean, that band's on like a mostly shoegaze like label from the Bay, and they're
okay.
all really sweethearts, and like they're all awesome, and there is like a lot of music there, but I do think it's also really hard for folks to like maintain venues and spaces because it's so expensive, so it's
yep.
like not just, it's hard for artists to live there, but it's also hard for people to build stuff up because it's like, yeah, like venues can shut down if they're like more DIY. A lot of stuff in the city and SF especially, there's a lot of noise complaints and stuff
mm-hmm.
because it's like a lot of like, you know, people who make a lot of money, who have work in the morning, like, I know, like, Adobe Books and The Mission, like, gets all sorts of complaints. Like, they're struggling to be able to do shows still because, like, people across the street put noise complaints on them all the time. That's, like, been, like, a staple for years. So it's kind of, like, a little bit of, like, a push and pull culturally, I think, between, like, a lot of people that live there that don't want anything like that to happen and the people that are, like, fighting to keep stuff happening. But there's a lot of, there's, like, a lot of really talented people.
Yeah.
There's a lot
and
of,
it's like,
a good
community.
Music happening. Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I feel like we've had something of a similar issue when it comes to contrast between, like, cultural community and music community and the people that end up living above or nearby this stuff, like, death of... I mean, this was really before I even came here, but, like, the death of many, like, DIY venues. And then actual venues getting more and more noise complaints. And I feel, too, something I noticed coming from, like, a small town... Well, small town, like, 100,000 people, but middle of nowhere is... They're spread out... People have garages, people have basements. We had very few venues, but there are lots of places for you as a band to practice too.
Exactly.
Whereas here, you don't have a backyard.
And it sounds very similar, and like even like my friends that play music in Oakland too, like they do practice in garages, but the houses are so much closer, and again, it's sort of that influx of new people moving into the area that don't want that, like the soft, like the softy practice, like their neighbor flipped out.
Oh,
were you
really?
There?
No.
Just like a friend of ours band, like they flipped out. Like their neighbor said, you could do it until 10, and they came in at like 9:50 or something, like before 10, and like freaked out. I was like, you can't ever do this again. I'm calling the cops. Like just like flipped out on them. Like it is different. Yeah, I started playing music in Arizona, so it's very garages. And honestly, like it's just especially at that time, it was so cheap. Like young people could just have a whole suburban house to themselves, basically like two people.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we've seen on tour. We're like, what? You run a venue out of your big suburban house, and you're just like a guy with like a normal job. Well,
especially like out east is like. The housing crisis on the West Coast is, like, noticeably worse.
It's crazy.
Like, it's crazy. And not just, like, unhoused people, but just, like, everything about it. Like, people can still eke out cheap places in a lot of places out east. I mean, obviously, New York has its own problem, and I'm not sure the rent situation here, but, like, everywhere besides New York that we went, we were like, that's crazy y'all have this much ability to choose.
Yeah.
You know, like, within the Bay, you just kind of take whatever you can get. And then it's like, if that works out for your art, that's great. If it doesn't, well...
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's pretty.
Well, then maybe
might
on a
take.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're everyone in like is at least like slightly aware of what's going on like in their immediate vicinity, and it's like, and I can imagine like you guys going on tour, like you get this like huge swath of, like you would see how different it is from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it's a really interesting perspective, and I think like the longevity and the life like. What the life of a DIY venue is while it still lasts is also a really interesting thing to think about geographically, like where these things can thrive, like what makes them thrive, and where can people like begin making music and where they can play it.
Totally.
Yeah. But I think to end maybe on a slightly like a more hopeful note than that, like is there anything that you guys really enjoy playing live out of the set list that you have? Do you have favorites?
Ooh. Miss is always fun at the end, and that one's kind of a different, like, setup.
Yeah, we usually end with the last song out. And the album's called I'm Y1, but
we
call it Miss.
Okay,
cool. Now I know a secret.
Yeah.
Everyone else will know a secret, too.
And then in my head, I always call it Miss Bounce, because I had the, like, bounces, like, on a Google Drive on my phone, and I was showing one of my friends, and, I was like, which one do you want to listen to? She's like, obviously I want to listen to Miss Bounce. I was like, oh my god. So that's how I was thinking.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Yeah, every time.
That's sweet.
But yeah, that one's really fun to play. And that one's really like expressive. I always like playing Moves Me.
Moves Me is great. Sober is great.
Yeah. Moves Me is the only one with like a lead guitar part, really.
Yeah, that's cool. And it's like, that's the one where we have like a competing vocal part too at the end, where you're doing one thing, I'm doing something totally different, and we really have, and I'm playing a lead part, so I really have to lock. It's a very simple lead part, but
it's fun
enough
though.
To lock.
I
have to lock in. It's like fun. That's like the only like borderline shredding type of moment because we are doing like four different things.
Yeah,
we have to keep track of it. But yeah, obviously, Miss is like the really fun one. I might want to see the one that's like because Emily Bowe's on guitar, and we get to yell a little bit. It's the only time in the set we get loud.
Nice.
So it's fun to know it's coming, especially like the audience is like, seems like they're digging it, but it's like they don't even know what's coming.
this is how
they
it feels.
They don't know we have, like, other...
They don't know we have one loud song.
They don't know we have other volumes.
Yeah, literally. Well, and also people love, like, the bowing on the guitar. It
yeah.
sounds great, but, like, as soon as the bow comes out, it will just...
What
do? Is that? That's genius.
Yeah.
So, that was, Kitty Corner. I was going to say Kitty Corner from Richmond.
Kitty Corner,
it's
yes.
It's so good. That's
they're
what
awesome.
There.
They
okay,
don't
okay.
have things recorded yet, but I think it's coming soon.
They're good.
And they're very awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sick. I feel like after this, I'm going to take a list from you guys of all the different bands.
Yeah,
I
totally.
Know.
Yeah.
No. Honestly, everyone we've played with has been great. We've been
yeah.
so lucky. I think
it's
kind of
crazy.
It's been crazy. Because, like, yeah, the venues and, like, the shows have been, like, kind of big variety of, like, the vibe of the shows, but the music has been so consistently impressive.
Yeah.
I've been, like, blown away, honestly.
It's kind of
especially
crazy.
After playing music for so many years, it's like I kind of thought I would be more jaded, but
yeah.
instead I was like,
well, it's also
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's like what Finn was saying, like, they kept getting put on, like, shoegaze bills, or just, like, really, like, kind of samey bills, but with our project, like, we're getting such a variety of, I don't know, it's like people don't always know where to place us, or they're like something that's like lyric forward
mm-hmm.
and has like really distinct kind of more like finger picky guitar parts, and that's like whatever that means, like whatever surrounding those things, that's like kind of awesome, and that's what makes it different. But like I love yeah, we've gotten really lucky because of that,
and some like tender, a lot of like
mm-hmm.
more tender like personal
yeah.
personal stuff,
yeah, sweetie shows,
yeah,
good.
Nice.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank
you
guys.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
been great. Really fun. Okay. Let's call it there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.